If you're squeamish, don't prod the beach rubble. Those wise words from Sappho, the Greek woman lyric poet born around 610 BC, came to mind this week when the College Board announced it will make the essay on the SAT exam optional. They say students have been writing for length, not clarity. They hang obscure words in the text for decoration. How positively imperial! And insert memorized quotes, pertinent or not, from famous people, hoping to impress examiners with their erudition and run up their score. Or as Erasmus, the Dutch philosopher born 1469 in Rotterdam, said, "A man who sees a gourd and takes it for his wife is called insane, because this happens to very few people." How true, how true. College Board President David Coleman said this week that the SAT is being revised in several ways because it's become disconnected from the work of our high schools and filled with unproductive anxiety. Such anxiety has spawned an expanding industry of prep books and tutors, which parents hope will help their children raise their scores and win scholarships to MIT and maybe one day support their parents. There may be unproductive anxiety for the College Board, too. The SAT was once considered essential for college admissions, but last year more U.S. students took the ACT exam. Most educators seem convinced that a high school student's classroom record is a better indication of academic aptitude than the ACT or SAT. And David Coleman said, "It is time for an admissions assessment that makes it clear that the road to success is not last-minute tricks or cramming." Or as Plutarch, the Greek historian, born 46 AD, once observed, "If you come to a fork in the road, take it." Or maybe that was Yogi Berra, who hit 285. Sorry, can't bring my notes into the studio. I've grown to see writing an essay for this show every week as a little like writing an SAT essay week after week, and I'm saddened to think the importance of the essay may be diminished. I'm among those people, a lot of us seem to wind up in journalism, who wouldn't have gotten past the fourth grade if we had to answer too many questions so specifically, like in math. Essays are a solo act. Only you know the steps. You might stumble and make a few wrong moves, but hope to have a rousing finish that will make the crowd go, "Ah." Or as Julius Nyerere, the African leader born 1922 in Butiama Musama, once said, "Just as surely as the tick bird follows the rhino." How true, how true.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Stop quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and he'll think you're a heck of a fella. If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what pony told Cleopatra.
James Whitmore, Keenan Wynn, you're listening to NPR News.